Good morning, everybody. Shavua Tov on this Yom Rishon. Chaf Tes Teves, Erev Rosh Chodesh, known to many as Yom Kippur Katan. So, on Thursday, we began this topic of Tfilas Mincha. And we mentioned that Chazal say Tfilas Mincha is the out of the three Tfilos, it is actually viewed as the most chashuv. I didn't tell you the makor. Makor is the fact that Eliyahu Navi was answered on Har Carmel by the time for Tfilas Mincha. Chazal learned from there how important Mincha is, how important it is to stop your day, as busy as one may be during the day, whether he is busy on vacation or is busy during school or work, whatever it may be. It shows the most devotion, most dedication when one stops his daily activities and daven. That's why it's very chashuv, very important to make sure that we don't miss mincha during these days. But I want to raise another question. And that is, why do we even call it mincha? Right? The Gemara in Brachos that we actually learned, if you're in my shir, the fourth parak of Brachos that we prepared on our own, raised the question, what is the source of Tfilos? Was it Machlokes? Are the Avos established Tfilos? Avram v'Shachris, Yitzchak v'Mincha, and Yaakov v'Marv? Or are they based on the Timidin, the Karbonos that were the daily Karbonos brought every day? And that opinion held that Shachris is based on Tamish HaShachar, the morning Karban, and Mincha is a Tamish HaBein Rabayim. And Arvis is the burning of the Hector Chalav Mevarim, the leftover part of the Karbanos, that did not burn by day, they will burn overnight, and that is corresponding to Mariv. So you have Shachris is a Tomish HaShachar, and yet Mincha, Tilas Mincha, is based on the Tomish HaBein Rabayim. So why do we call it Mincha if it's based on the Tomish HaBein Rabayim? Shachris is for Shachris, the Tomish HaShachar, the morning Korban. But we don't, Mincha, what does Mincha got to do with the afternoon Korban? Why is it called Mincha? Right? You say to a person, oh, Mincha, you say, oh, the Tefillah. Nobody thinks of the fact that it was actually a Korban, a set of Korbanos, called the Mincha. The Mincha were the flower Korbanos. What does that got to do with the afternoon davening? Right? A Mincha can either be baked, either be raw flour with oil, or baked in a pan, or baked or fried in a pan, or fried in a big pan, or just baked in the oven. Different types of mincha. So what is the connection? So I heard an amazing Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon said that that opinion that holds that the tfilos are based on the Tomish al Shachar and Tomish Ben Rabayim is not just the animal part of the korban, but it actually is that the tfilos shachar is based on the very first thing that was done in Beis Hamikdash every morning. And that is the korban, the shechita, and bringing of the animal sacrifice. Mincha, the afternoon tefillah, is not just based on the Tomish HaBein Rabayim, the animal part, but it is actually based on the last thing done in the Beis HaMikdash about that afternoon sacrifice of the Tomish HaBein Rabayim. And lo and behold, if you actually look at the psukim that talk about the Temidin, these daily sacrifices, each of them had a mincha portion. Each of them had a flour portion to the korban. It says beferish, you look it up, it's in, we say it in Korbanos, we lane it every Rosh Chodesh, we'll lane it tomorrow, in fact. Right? The Pasuk actually says, again, tomorrow we will lane it in shul. Make sure you're there and pay attention to the laning. It says, Asira. Asiris haifa solas lemincha lululav v'beshemen kasishiris hahin. So you see what? There was a mincha portion to the korbanos that were brought every day. And therefore the Vilna Gaon says, at the last thing done with the Tomish HaBein Rabayim was actually a korban mincha. And our tefillah is corresponding to that korban mincha brought in the afternoon together with the animal sacrifice. And that is why we call it mincha, because it actually corresponds to the mincha portion of the Tamid Shal Ben Rabbi. An amazing, amazing Nahara of the Vilna Gaon. But you see here another connection. because the Gemara says, and really Rashi quotes it in Chumash on Parsha Yikra, that the only, where it talks about the Korbanos, only by the Mincha, the Pasuk says, Nefesh Kisakri, a Nefesh, soul brings. And Rashi points out, why by the Korbanos? It says, Adam, a person, brings the Korbanos. When it comes to the Mincha, it's a Nefesh, it's a soul, it's a more, it's just Mincha, usually brought by a poor person, shows more dedication, it shows more devotion when he sacrifices. How much money does he have? A wealthy person that gives a large animal, for him it may be nothing, a big deal, okay, he has plenty of money. But a poor person who can't bring a large animal, can't bring even a smaller, can't even bring birds, and he brings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Mincha, it's worth it to Hashem, more that small sacrifice, because that is all that he can do, more than a rich person who could have brought a lot of animals. He's very wealthy. But that small sacrifice is worth it to Hashem more than the large animal. You see here a connection to Friday's Dvar Torah, by the way. Secret word, by the way, we'll say today, Mincha. That will be the secret word, Mincha. That will be our secret word for today. We see here this connection, even what we said on Friday, that it's not, you're not measured by what you do, what you accomplish, but what you could have accomplished and how much of that accomplishment you have fulfilled. So you see here, you have a reason, you have the connection. Mincha shows extra dedication. The Korban Mincha and the Tefillah Mincha both show an extra devotion, extra dedication. And that's why, and that connection is part of why we call the Tefillah Mincha based upon the Korban Mincha, which was attached to the Tefillah Shel Bein Rabbeinu. Have a wonderful day.